You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The spotlight in Marquette will soon be fixed on trains. The Michigan Rail Conference happens at Northern Michigan University August 17th and 18th. It gives us a chance to check up on how things are faring for passenger and freight trains in Michigan. Here with us is Pasi Lautala, who's an assistant professor at Michigan Tech, where he directs the Rail Trans program. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
This is the fourth annual Michigan Rail Conference, so it's clearly working. It's being done again and again. What is the goal, and to whom is it aimed?
The goal is to just increase the awareness of rail transportation and the importance of the rail transportation, honestly, for everybody in the state of Michigan. And we try to take a pretty broad brush when it comes to aiming the conference. We try to be very versatile with our speakers and with our topics, so it attracts quite a range of folks from actual professionals working in the railway industry, like the employees from the railroad companies, to state agencies like Michigan Department of Transportation, some academics. But we also get a lot of people who are just simply a train enthusiasts or work in the very important group, which is all the kind of advisory groups or volunteer groups like Michigan Association of Railroad Passengers. So we get quite a range of people to the conference, and we like it.
I know you're going to kind of open things off as being part of a panel on preserving, maintaining, and enhancing Michigan rail assets. If you were to assign a grade to Michigan's existing rail assets, what would it be?
Ooh, I got to be really careful when it comes to the grading, as I'm sure there is a lot of different opinions on where the grade is. I think there is also a lot of difference on whether we talk about some of the assets that are concentrating on the passenger side versus the freight side.
Fair enough. Well, let's start with passenger rail. How vibrant do you feel the passenger rail system is in Michigan?
We have the Michigan Accelerated Rail Corridor, and that's one of the most, I would say, most advanced intercity corridors that exist in the U.S. today, and there's a lot of activity going on that, improving the corridor and increasing the speed.
And I think for everybody, just to be on the same page, is that the one from Detroit to Chicago?
That is correct. So I think that's a corridor that a lot of people who are interested in passenger rail are looking very closely and seeing how Michigan is going to be succeeding in their goals with that corridor.
And what about, if we want to contrast that with what we have in freight rail in Michigan?
Well, the freight rail is, of course, always a little bit of a different ballgame because it's all private infrastructure. Well, actually, in Michigan, some of the lines are owned by the state of Michigan, but they are operated by the private companies. And there really is two sides of the story for that. We have the main lines operated by the larger freight railroads that are through lines for a lot of traffic from even from coast to coast and from Canada to U.S. And then we have the much lower grade network of the short line railroads that handle more the regional traffic. You know, there's certainly room for improvement on both sides, but I think especially challenging is always to keep this regional network up to good shape and good condition, as the volumes are not as significant as they are in the nationwide network.
What's more important in your view for Michigan, freight or passenger?
I think that's fairly misleading to say that one is more important than the other one. I really believe that rail transportation should be a part of a balanced transportation system nationwide, whether it's a passenger transportation or the freight transportation. Now, if we look at the USA, not only Michigan, but the whole USA, our freight network is really quite extensive and quite excellent. A lot of the rest of the world is quite jealous of how efficiently we can move our freight by rail. While you can't really say the same thing for our passenger network, I mean, anybody who's traveled in Europe or some Asian countries know that the trains are much faster there, the quality is excellent, and the frequencies are really tight. So, you know, if you look at the global scale, we certainly have much more room for increasing and improvement on the passenger side than on the freight. But they both are, in my opinion, extremely important.
Let's talk about Michigan, Pasi. What do you see as the opportunities and the challenges that rail faces, first in bolstering the economy of the Upper Peninsula?
Well, yeah, the Upper Peninsula is obviously, we are almost like the little brother of the rest of the state of Michigan. For us, the biggest challenge probably for rail transportation, obviously all of our rail transportation here is freight, at least at the moment. And I have a hard time to believe that we could get passengers here anytime soon, as you really need passenger volumes for passenger transportation. But for freight transportation, the big challenge is that we are fairly large geographic region, but at the same time, we don't have very large manufacturing or other natural resource or industrial hubs. So we have large rail network in the Upper Peninsula, while our volumes are not concentrated on certain locations and are not very large when it comes to the railroad tonnages. So the real challenge is to maintain the network and make sure that we still keep shipping by rail, but are able to do that so that it's still competitive. Because if you can't make it financially or economically viable, then it's hard for private companies to justify providing the service.
And what about the Lower Peninsula? The same question, different opportunities and challenges for the Lower Peninsula?
I think the Lower Peninsula, and I can't claim that I'm the utmost expert on everything in Lower Peninsula, but Lower Peninsula certainly has some of the same challenges than we do, especially kind of for the northern parts of the Lower Peninsula. The lower part of Lower Peninsula, the kind of Detroit and the metropolitan areas, I think in those areas it's a little bit more on the freight certainly exists there and there's plenty of freight. It's more of a how do we keep moving this as efficiently as possible and how do we keep on integrating it better with our other freight transportation modes like water transportation and trucks especially.
I'm interested just knowing that there you are, you direct the rail trans program at Michigan Tech and a keen observer of Michigan's rail transportation system. I'm interested in your thoughts on the M1 rail, which, as we all know, is the private-public partnership building that 3.3-mile track for a streetcar that'll loop from downtown Detroit to Midtown and back. And we hear its backers promising the M1 will be a catalyst for all kinds of good things, economic development and investment dollars and urban renewal. At the same time, you hear people openly ask, how much difference can a 3-mile loop really make? And wouldn't all that money be better spent shoring up, let's say, the bus system to help more people get to work and to school? What are your thoughts?
Well, one thing that history has shown us is that it is extremely difficult to forecast what are the impacts of these kind of systems. But one thing that is really exciting about that system is the fact there is a heavy private funding and backing for the system, and we really haven't seen that in the rest of the country before. So I think everybody's eyes in some ways are on the M1 rail system to see that does it really deliver what these private investors and also public investors are expecting it to deliver. I don't want to be the one making the forecast. I think we maybe sometimes spend a little bit too much time trying to make the forecast, since the market conditions and the economic times and all these things tend to change and affect the forecast. So I'm excited about the project. I'm excited that they are actually getting it up, completed, and running. And I can't wait to see what are the real effects. I mean, as much as I know, I think the results have been pretty promising so far for when it comes to the real estate along the corridor and so on.
I know you're from Finland, and you did mention that America's freight rail system is the envy of many around the world. And then you flip the coin and passenger rail travel in Europe. You know, we're so far behind where that is here in this country. Do you ever see a day truly when you think passenger rail travel in this country would be on par with Europe's?
Well, if that day comes, it's definitely going to be really far away in the future. I mean, one thing we have to remember, for example, when it comes to the high-speed rail networks, is that Europe, for example, has been investing on that network heavily, probably for almost half a decade by now. And that's an annual investment that continues and keeps going. When you start from way behind, it is not easy to build up to that level of system that we see in the Europe. And to be honest, I don't think we should have that level of system everywhere in the U.S. We are a very different country when it comes to our extensiveness of the country and large size of it and how far our big metropolitan areas are from each other. So I don't think a similar kind of almost like a, I guess in Europe you could say that it's a content-wide system, but in U.S. you could say nationwide system. I don't think it really makes sense to try to build that kind of passenger nationwide system. What I think we should concentrate more in is looking at these pockets like Midwest, Northeast, California, and try to build good rail transportation in those places where it really is needed and where really it really could be successful. So if we can concentrate more on the regional thinking, there's a better chance of making some serious progress on the topic.
And it does really come down to mindset, doesn't it? Because in Europe, you don't think twice. You know, your parents took the train, your grandparents, your great-grandparents. So Europeans don't think twice. Here it's different. And I'm wondering, how do you and others who are involved in studying and advising and implementing Michigan's rail system make converts to support rail? I guess, in other words, I'm asking, how do you get people who can't or won't think beyond their cars to care about trains in Michigan?
Well, if you can solve that puzzle, then let me know, because I think that would be an excellent thing to figure out. But I think you have to prove through success in some ways. When you can start having a system components, which could be one rail line like the Michigan Accelerated Rail Corridor, when you can show success in those lines where your trains are moving at the right speed so that it's competitive, where they are moving reliably so there's no delays, that's the one thing that is probably even more important than the speed, and where there is a sufficient level of service so that people can actually make their plans and not worry about, do I miss my train because the next one goes 6 hours later. As soon as you can see that kind of success, it automatically or naturally starts feeding to other people and get other folks interested and attracted on this aspect. And I mean, I think there's a little bit of a generational difference too. I mean, people who are studying the new generation coming up, I believe there's less people who own driver's licenses, automobiles. There's more youth who really wants to use public transportation and don't necessarily want to always use their own car. And just one thing to mention about the Europe, I mean, they have excellent rail system, but it doesn't mean that they don't drive cars. They drive a lot of cars.
Yes.
And they move a lot by car. So it doesn't mean that even if we were to succeed with the rail system, it's not going to take away all the challenges with congestion and so on. We're still going to have enormous amount of vehicle traffic on the roads.
The Michigan Rail Conference will be August 17th and 18th at Northern Michigan University in Marquette, and we have been talking to Pasi Latola, who is an assistant professor at Michigan Tech, where he directs the Rail Trans program. It was great getting your insights, Pasi. I want to thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.